A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the Epistle of Peter, 1st Epistle of Peter, chapter number 5 and verse number 10. The Bible says, "But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and said to you." We're looking at the manner of our God, the God we worship, the God we serve, the God we pray to. The Bible calls him in this passage of scriptures the God of all grace. Grace is what God gives you to get every other thing he has made available to you. Grace is God in man's affairs, the dimension of divinity in humanity. That is grace. Grace is the dimension of God in the operations of a man or the affairs of a man. That is grace. Grace is the manifestation of the hand of God or the visible manifestation of God in a man's affair. Grace is what others see and makes them give to you. Paul the apostle said, "When the elders of the church perceived the grace of God given unto me and to Barnabas, they gave to us the right hand of fellowship." Grace. Grace is the ability of God in the disability of man. God is the Father of all grace, and of his fullness, the fullness of his grace, we have all received grace for grace. The God of all grace, the God of all grace, all kinds of grace is found in God. Every form of grace you are looking for can be found in God. Now the Bible says, this God of grace has called us unto his eternal glory. Our God is a God of glory, and he has called us into his eternal glory. Do not forget, when God created man, he created him with glory. God said, "Come, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. Let them have the dominion." And so God created man and wrapped him with grace, wrapped him with glory. You are covered with glory. It was this glory that was upon Adam and Eve, that though they were not wearing clothes, they were naked, yet they were covered. Naked, but covered. Naked by not wearing any physical clothes, covered by the glory of God. It was this glory that covered their shame, that covered their nakedness. It was when they sinned that the glory was removed. And when the glory was removed, they became naked. And don't forget, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse number 23, that all have sinned and they have come short of the glory of God. Sin strips a man of God's glory. So we lost the glory to sin. Sin removes the glory of God from a man's life. Sin removed this glory from Adam and Eve. God is the God of grace, the God of all grace. He is calling us. Now that he has called us through Christ Jesus, he has called us into his eternal glory. There's a restoration by mercy of the glory we lost. The glory we lost in Adam, God has restored to us in Jesus. And so his calling is to our eternal glory. We have been called to God's eternal glory. I'd like you to understand, you are called to glory. It does not matter what you are experiencing in your life at the moment. The call of God upon you is a call to glory. The call of God upon you into that ministry work is a call to glory. God did not call you to put you to shame. He never calls anyone to put them to shame. Your call is a call to glory. The assignment and whatever God has given to you, it is for glory. You are designed for glory, not for story. The call of the God of all grace for you is a call into glory. May you enter into the glory that God has called you into in the name of Jesus. You must, however, understand that this God of all grace is a God of process. He will process you before he brings you to glory. Glory has weight. God does not just bring anybody to glory without preparation. He has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, but then it will allow you to suffer a while. The suffering is not to make you bitter. It is to make you better. This suffering is to prepare you for the glory that is ahead of you, the glory that shall be revealed in you. Romans tells us in chapter number 8 that there is a glory to be revealed in man. In verse 18, there is a glory to be revealed in you. But for the glory to be revealed, God will first prepare you. He will prepare you. And many times, the preparation of God might take the place or the form of suffering and or wilderness experience, a place of aloneness. He took the children of Israel through the wilderness. He made them to suffer so many things. And the purpose for this suffering was to prepare them for the place that he has prepared for them. So the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, will permit sufferings in your life. And the purpose of this suffering is to prepare you for the place that he has prepared for you. So do not waste God's pain. Do not waste God's suffering. The suffering is to prepare you for the glory that is ahead of you. So the Bible now says, after you have suffered a while, the suffering is not forever. It is for a while. The God of all grace, the God we serve, whose calling upon your life is for glory, will allow a little bit of suffering and challenge in your life. And we prepare and mature you through this suffering, through this challenge. After you have suffered a little while, it will now make you perfect. Your perfection is as you go through this suffering, as you go through this challenge and this problem, you are perfected. And God then establishes you. You are established as you go through this suffering and you come out of the suffering unscathed. You come out uncompromised. You do not compromise the purpose of God for your life. You do not compromise your consecration. So you come out of this suffering. Then God establishes you. You are perfected. You are established. You are strengthened and you are settled. The purpose of suffering is to strengthen you. You are strengthened emotionally. You are strengthened spiritually. Suffering drives you to your knees. Challenges and troubles drive you to pray. The challenging situations of life, difficult issues of life and suffering take us to our knees, cause us to depend absolutely on God. And as we pray, we are built up on our most holy faith. As we pray in understanding, as we pray in the Spirit, we are prepared by God, we are purged, we are pruned by God, and we mature into the glory that God has designed for our lives. There can be no triumph without trial. There can be no testimony without test. And so these challenges, these trials, these temptations, these troubles and tribulations and afflictions that you are going through is to prepare you, to toughen you, to strengthen you spiritually, to strengthen you emotionally, to strengthen you mentally and in every other aspect of life, strengthen you for the place he has prepared for you. And after you have been tried and after you have suffered a while, God now perfects you. He now establishes you, he strengthens you, and he settles you. You are settled spiritually. You are settled mentally, emotionally. You are settled financially. You are settled maritally. God wants to prepare you for the place he has prepared for you. That place is the place of settlement, the place of divine settlement. I do not know the type of settlement you are believing God for. Is it marital settlement? Is it business settlement? Is it settlement abroad? Whatever settlement you are believing God for, God is the God of all grace. The grace to make it happen is available with God. It's available through Christ Jesus, our Lord. God has called you into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. So grace is available to make this happen in your life and in your destiny. And so God intends to settle you, to make you settled and comfortable, to take you to that place that he has prepared for you. He's been taking these many years to prepare you for the place that he has prepared for you. Don't forget, many of us have missed his moments of preparation and we are lagging behind. We are years behind the program of God for our lives. Do not forget Jacob. Jacob at Luz, which he later named Bethel, Jacob missed God. God showed up a ladder and angels ascending and descending, bringing blessings and miracles. God was prepared to bring Jacob to his moment, but Jacob missed God at that point. And so that was why he said, "So the Lord was here and I did not know it." And so it cost him 20 years, but 20 years he allowed God to take him through the process, the training, and now he was taken to the place in blessing that God has prepared for him. My prayer is that you will be taken to the place that has been prepared for you, and that you will not miss it in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I say, "Oh God of all grace, let your grace speak eloquently. Let your grace be visible upon my life and destiny in the name of Jesus." Let us pray. Oh God of all grace, I pray, let your grace be visible upon my life and upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, "Father, bring me into the glory that you have designed for me, having prepared me, having suffered this while. Bring me into the glory, bring me into the place that you have prepared for me in the name of Jesus. I pray, eternal God, having suffered a while, that you will bring me into the glory that you have prepared for me in the name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray. "Oh God of all grace, settle me in every aspect of my life and destiny. Settle me, oh Lord." Lift your voice and pray. "Oh God of all grace, I pray, settle me in every aspect of my life. Settle me." In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the God of all grace will pour his grace upon you, that grace will speak eloquently upon your life and upon your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God will settle you. You will be settled maritally. He will settle you in your own house. As many as are listening to this broadcast who are trusting God for settlement abroad, I pray that the God of all grace will settle you. He will expedite the process of your settlement. In the name of Jesus, speed will be added to it, and there will be good news for you in the name of Jesus. Business-wise, God will settle you. Financially, he will settle you. You will not be troubled in life, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us on Moriah Mountain at noon today at the Light Cathedral. Join us to pray. Your prayers will be heard and will be answered, and the Lord will settle you. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Get in touch with me through this number, 08023232474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.